De Vrije Universiteit is a private university in Amsterdam, Netherlands. This video is intended for students thinking about doing a master's in computer science here. The campus is in the southwest part of Amsterdam, about 20 minutes from the city center by tram. About 12,000 students attend the university. Here is the front of the main building. The humanities, economics, and law faculties are here. Here is the main building seen from the east side. Now let's go inside it. This is the main hall. There are often art exhibitions here. Ila Oja Iwi, Toku Buku, the Bakhangul, and the Kigarnia are also here. These are also better known as the bookstore. There's also a cafe in the building where students and faculty can relax. Here's the computer science building. On the right is the main building again. Here's the computer science building, seen from the north. Our building has a little garden on the south side. Let's go inside and see what the students do there. For many students, the first thing they do in the morning is get some coffee. Then it's time for class. This is a math class. Here's another class.
What's a basic remote procedure call operation, RPC operation? What's an observation? We had a bunch of application developers that were really good at building single-hosted applications, so to say, non-distributed applications. Because what they did was they built procedures and probably grouped these procedures into modules, and these modules were then subsequently treated as black boxes. These modules provide functionality. The whole idea behind RPCs is that there's no fundamental reason not to execute that module on a different machine. And that could be great. Because basically what you would get is that you can stick to your traditional programming model that your application developers are familiar with. But behind the scene, you have modules running on a different host.
Smaller? Okay.
Some students get hungry from all those classes. If you have no class in the morning, you can go to the library and sit there and study. Not surprisingly, the library is full of books. But it also has internet terminals. If you don't feel like studying and want to relax, the Computer Science Student Organization has a lounge in the building, and you can go there to hang out. Okay, it's lunchtime. We have a cafeteria on the ground floor. Is the food any good? Well, many people say it's better than airline food. For most people, lunch consists of sandwiches, snacks, perhaps some fruit, and something to drink. On nice days, some students prefer to eat outside. In the afternoon, most students have practica, that is, programming labs. We have hundreds of computers for students in rooms all over the building. We have two kinds of computers, 64-bit Spark stations running Solaris and Pentiums running Windows NT. Teaching assistants are available to help with the assignments. All the computers are on the departmental local area network, and all the computers have internet access. The help desk can help with Unix, Windows, or equipment problems. Unfortunately, like many universities, we have final exams. Here are students getting their final exam grades.
I'm Andy Tannenbaum. I'm a professor of computer science here in the department. We do both teaching and research in our department. There are four groups in the department. These are computer systems, information management and software engineering, artificial intelligence, and theory. Now I'd like to introduce you to some of the people in the department, and they'll tell you a little bit about the kind of research they're doing.
Hi, I'm Henry Ball. I'm a professor here at the FU, and my research area is parallel computing. So the idea of parallel computing is to let many computers, like over 100, cooperate to solve a very hard problem as quickly as possible. So here we look at the computer systems and programming languages, and we even try to solve problems on wide area systems, so to use computers all over the world to solve problems very quickly. So this is the parallel computing system that we've built. So what you see here is a collection of 128 PCs hooked together through a very fast gigabit network called MiriNet. So here is one module of the parallel system. So this is basically one PC. It has a motherboard, just like the PC you have at home, with all the connectors at the front, which is easier for maintenance. Here you see the network cable, so this is MiriNet. Now all these cables link different PCs together through these little white boxes called a switch. So all the switches connect all the PCs together, and in this way they can all cooperate. So we can distribute a single very large computation over all the machines, and all the machines work on it simultaneously in parallel and solve the problem very quickly.
My name is Frans van Harmelen. I'm a senior lecturer in the AI department. One of the topics in our research is called the semantic web. Everybody knows the World Wide Web. It's a great success. Everybody's using it. On the other hand, it is only a great passive information store. It contains a lot of text and a lot of pictures, but you have to go out and search the information that you need and combine the information that you find to get the answers you really want. In the semantic web, it should be possible that computers go out for you to search information and combine that information. So the semantic web becomes a much more active information store that performs tasks on your behalf.
Hi, I'm Chris Verhoff. I'm a professor in information systems at the Vrije University here in Amsterdam, and my research is software asset management. Everybody knows probably what asset management is, like bonds, houses, money, and you have to manage that very carefully. You have to do the same thing with software, and that's what I am doing. There's five very important aspects of software asset management. That's political aspects, legal aspects, financial, managerial, and technical aspects, and that's the research I'm doing.
I am Roel de Vrije, and I'm working in the theoretical computer science group. We use formal methods to understand computing better. For example, if you want a reliable program, it might help if you could give a specification and then prove that it meets that specification. For such proofs, we use logic and math, and sometimes the formalism that we need does not exist, and then we have to develop it ourselves.
My name is Mari Carmen Puerta Melizo, and I'm from Spain, and I'm working here as a postdoc in the project Mental Models of Incidental Human-Machine Interaction. The main goal of my research is to study how users that work with complex systems as a computer represent their knowledge in mind, and our goal is to try to improve the design of such as complex systems from the knowledge we extract from mental models. That's all.
Hi, my name is Chandra Gavage. I'm a postdoc with Prostanbaum Research Group. Right now I'm doing research in electronic commerce and building the framework for secure delivery of electronic products over the internet and online transactions. And we are building a set of tools, a toolbox, to build applications in which content can be delivered online and delivered securely and in package in such a manner that parties cannot resell or redistribute or use the content in unauthorized manner. We also look at payment schemes and also digital watermarking techniques that incorporate cryptographic techniques.
Hi, my name is Claire Don, and I'm doing research in multimedia application and web design. My specific research has to do with emotion, the role of emotion in electronic commerce and multimedia and cultural application, of course. I am intriguing, for example, to the role of emotion in the purchasing process, how to design for emotional experience, what is the function of emotion in this kind of application. I'm also interested, for example, in the role of humor as a special case study and other IRR such as OHM application and Legend application. That's all.